Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Vita Blue. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Way then drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baines out. There goes Law. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with blue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Sheridan reaches second base with a double. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheridan moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheridan scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski misplays the ball. That's an error on Dibzinski. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Paciorek moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 0-for-2 in the game. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hoyt, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dibzinski. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Dibzinski steals second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law bunts towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Dibzinski moves to third. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dibzinski tags and scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. White reaches second base with a double. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sheridan hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Pryor reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Nyman pinch runs for Greg Luzinski. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nyman. The throw from way then and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyorek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Roberts now playing right field. Joe Simpson now playing first base. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dibzinski bunts towards the mound. Armstrong fields it and throws to first for the out. Fletcher moves to second. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fletcher moves to third. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from way then and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker pinch hits for Chris Nyman. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Law scores. Bernazard scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Agosto now pitching. Amos Otis pinch hits for Pat Sheridan. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Don Slott pinch hits for Joe Simpson. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. White moves to third. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.